Hello.
Hi, this is Shimiko returning your phone call from customer support. How may I help you today?
With who?
I'm a customer support third-party call center.
At what company?
I'm with a third-party call center, ma'am. I'm hit with various accounts. Did you have any problem with your account that you need to take a look at?
Are you with Amazon? I'm sorry, I can't really understand the name of the company you're saying. I had some
I
noise
was just
going on. Hello?
hold on 1 second, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. We handle various accounts and
Okay, let me
businesses, so if I can get your zip code, I could try to pull it up that way.
29682. I had a my bank called and someone had charged something on my account and it said extensive collection something. She said it was a like a hobby store.
What's your first and last name?
Rebecca Palmer.
Okay, I put. You verify your address for me.
208 Breckenridge Drive, 6 Mile,
Okay.
South Carolina.
Okay.
So,
Go
and there was
ahead.
another charge on it too. So my bank is going after who's ever. I just closed the account and I was trying to
Okay,
get y'all to answer.
It seems like you went on a van. Let me see what this app is. Oh, it's on an
Are
insurance
you?
app. It's some where you tried to pay shipping and handling for $6.95 for van something.
I don't know what that is.
Let me go back out and see.
Is that through the name of the?
I don't know,
She
ma'am.
gave me the number of 844-277-6458 to call them. She said this is the number connected with that company. And I said, don't cancel it yet. Just let me call. So I kept trying to call. And then I finally got scared when I called back. There had already been another charge on that card that I didn't do today. So I just canceled the card.
Okay,
So, are you the return call from that number I called?
yes, ma'am.
Okay. She's put a fraud alert on the thing.
Okay, let's see. It's dealing with a product that you received on November. It was sent out on November 12th. Whatever product you received in the mail.
Oh gosh, I got 11 grandkids. I've been sending all kind of products. There was a this little cream thing I ordered. I was only going to order that, and it appeared that they added some extra stuff to it. And
It probably enrolled you into a monthly
I
membership.
probably should have sent it back, but
You don't
I've been
have,
so.
you don't, you can keep the product. What I did was I just canceled the membership
Okay.
and,
Well, no, I didn't. I mean, I just went ahead and let it pay that day because I was too busy with my Well, my parents just died, and my 90-year-old uncle was here, and I just
I understand.
I dinner for 20 people, and I just let it go ahead and pay it, and I was just.
Is it some type of facial? Is it some type?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Was that?
That's what it was. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So, what it was? They gave you gave it to you on a trial basis.
I see that.
And you didn't. What they did was they charged you for that product every month to receive that product every month. So
okay,
I
so
went
my
on
bank took care of it then. And if you can take it off, please take it off.
Yeah, I'm taking it off and I'm refunding you the money as well.
Oh, that would be wonderful. My life is not going too well lately.
Mine either. You ain't the only one. It's terrible.
Wake up think what's going to happen today.
Today, exactly.
I thought when I retired, my life would be wonderful, but my mom and dad got sick. They both passed away. Everybody calls me to do this and that, and basically you work for free, and they ask you to pick things up, and they don't ever pay you back.
Yes, ma'am. Well, at least you ain't. Well, I could tell you some things, honey. I'm on E. I'm at work. I call myself coming in for over, trying to start to come in for overtime and everything. So I don't even know how I'm going to get home from work. I probably have to walk. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
And I try to find somebody to cash out, like call around and see if I can get some help, somebody to cash out. But ain't nobody.
Are you physically capable of doing things?
What you mean?
I mean, the reason I'm asking you this, a friend of mine just got a job at UPS. That will set you up for life if you can just stay there.
Oh, I mean, it depends on what the job is. Yeah.
I mean, one man I talked to, he was just working part-time, 4 or 5 hours. Dang, my daughter's calling probably for more help. 4 or 5 hours a day, and they offer benefits. And then my relatives just got a job there, and they hired him as a supervisor, but it's nighttime, but he loves it. But try that. You'll end up being a millionaire if you can stay there.
Oh, what's the name of the
UPS. Just
oh,
UPS
okay.
In your area. Yes. It might be hard, and you just got to work. You know.
I mean, I don't mind doing that.
Yeah, try UPS.
Okay, I sure will.
Well, let me get my phone number. Get my call from my daughter. See what's going on there. And I appreciate you taking that off.
You're welcome. Thank you
all right,
very
you
much.
Have a good day.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.